This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back, folks. And we're joined by Matt Wolf, VP of Communications, Greater New Orleans, Inc. He's in for Michael Heck, and we appreciate that. Matt, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be here today. We've got some good news for sure.
Absolutely. Let's jump right in. Branding the badge. This is an endeavor that NOPD has inked a contract with a local ad agency to help their recruitment efforts. Tell us about it.
Yeah, well, you know, over the past, you know, 3 years or so, what we've been able to see is the NOPD has done a really great job getting our crime situation under control. But one thing that, you know, hasn't necessarily been able to make much progress so far is in recruitment of new officers. You know, I don't have to tell you they've had a little bit of an attrition issue. The natural retirement cycle of these officers, you know, just, you know, has them shed employees pretty regularly. And so something that has been talked about for a while is a return to marketing the opportunities that exist within NOPD, both from, you know, a general career standpoint, but also, you know, the idea that New Orleans is a very unique place to have a law enforcement career. Again, you know that more than many people would. And so, you know, we're encouraged to know that they're working with a great local ad agency, Brand Society. You know, they've done work to market New Orleans previously with New Orleans and Company. And, you know, what they're going to do is make sure that this messaging gets in front of quality applicants, because as we know, it's not so much about getting it in front of a large number of people, it's getting it in front of the right people. And so that's why an ad agency really matters here.
Is this something that they intend to do as a national call out, or is this going to be more regional in nature?
I think you're going to see a little bit of both. And, you know, it is a little bit harder to go with national, because obviously the dollars can only go so far.
Right.
And also, you know, sometimes it can be a tougher sell for someone to make a cross country move than it is, you know, for someone that lives within, we'll say, driving distance, you know, maybe a single tank of gas away, or maybe just two tanks of gas, from just a lifestyle, you know, situation. But yeah, I mean, right, they'll definitely be recruiting people from around the country. And I know right now, they've got 33 recruits in the current academy class that launched on Monday. And, you know, a lot of those were, you know, from all over the country, really.
Yeah. Let's pivot Port of New Orleans. I had him on the show the other day. A lot of great news coming out of the port, but some more good news. Tell us about it.
Yes. Well, you know, as we know, what they're doing with the Louisiana International Terminal is cargo. And one thing that we're seeing already before they've even taken this leap is they're experiencing growth in those cargo volumes. They're seeing an increase in trade activity in the first half of 2025. And it was because of that container work. In the first 6 months of the year, it's up 2% year over year and 9% compared to the second half of 2024. There are a lot of reasons why this is happening. You know, there's global competitiveness going on. You know, the value their customers place on reliability, and that just speaks a lot to the product that the port puts out into the market. As you know, there are a lot of ports that we're competing with nationally, but this shows, you know, in a time where shipping has a little bit of uncertainty with the tariffs, obviously, for the Port of New Orleans to display growth really says a lot about what they do and their growth trajectory.
Is there, I know at one point, Matt, there was some concern about a shortage of container ships. Do you have any information or have you heard anything about that? I know there's a number in production that are coming out, and obviously that opens it up, and there's been kind of a limiting factor of just ships available.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's a little bit of an ebb and flow that goes on there. You know, first of all, to directly address what you're saying, you know, the bad news there is there's not an easy button to make those large container ships. You know, they take a long time to construct. So, right. You know, what those manufacturers have done is try to balance the need with also what the use case should be. Now, the good news here to counter the bad news is, you know, again, to go back to Louisiana International Terminal, the fact that is going to be able to service the larger deep water vessels that can't currently make it to their container facility means that the demand, you know, will increase even more, which will then incentivize those manufacturers and shipbuilders to make even more of those larger boats. But you're right, it has created a little bit of a backlog in ordering at the moment.
Yeah. And obviously, with the what's coming up with LIT, the Louisiana International Terminal, a lot of jobs are going to be available. But it's important that we get out in front of it and have the appropriate training for these individuals to avail themselves of those jobs. And I think Nunez Community College is off and running in that regard. It's about it.
Yes, absolutely. Well, you know, one of the big things that we've been trying to explain is, you know, beyond just the broad economic opportunity that LIT brings to the region, it does actually equal out to be real jobs for people who live here. And, you know, kudos to Nunez. They have been so responsive to so many of the industries that exist here in Louisiana. They've done so much work with aerospace and energy, and now they're doubling down on maritime trades. And so they just kicked off a new, it's called a Certificate of Technical Studies in Maritime Operations, and that's meant to train people up to meet the job demand that the terminal is going to have. Now, obviously, we just talked about there's container growth at Port of New Orleans, so anyone who may be thinking, well, LIT isn't online yet, well, clearly there are jobs that are in need here because we're doing the container work now. There'll just be more of them when the new facility opens. But, you know, this is about just making sure that the port has the people, because they can build the facility, but if they don't have the people to work there, it doesn't really do that great of a good. And ultimately, that's what we want, is we want the people of the Greater New Orleans region to have access to those kinds of great, high-demand, high-paying jobs.
Absolutely. Nunez has a history of doing that, too. They really are doing a great job down there, getting out in front of so many different sectors that are establishing themselves along the river with providing training.
Absolutely. Look, they're responsive. They're nimble, and the end result is great. Every employer that we've heard that's partnered with them has felt very good about the caliber of employees that they hire from their programming.
University Medical Center is marking its 10th anniversary this month, highlighting its role as the region's only level one trauma center. Seems like yesterday the new charity opened. It's already 10 years in the making.
Well, it's funny you're saying that, because when I read that, I did Google it to make sure it wasn't a typo. You know, I mean, that can happen, but yeah, I can't believe it's been 10 years. But I think that just, in many ways, that just also demonstrates, you know, how much it has just like kind of become a part of the community and taken over that role that charity once played for the city. You know, obviously the architecture is beautiful, but also the impact that they provide for the area is significant. You know, you mentioned the level one trauma center designation that they have, which means a lot, both in terms of practically serving the community, but also areas outside of New Orleans. You know, they're getting around 80,000 emergency department visits each year, getting around 3,000 of those trauma patients annually. But I think the other piece that's important about it is the first word in UMC University, it's a teaching hospital. And so what's great about this is you've got students who go through the medical center at LSU in the classroom, and then they get to go right down the road into this hospital where they're leaving the kind of simulated training experience, which I've had a chance to tour myself. I intubated a fake patient last year, and they get to actually practice on real patients. Practice is probably the bad word, but actually apply their skills in the real world.
And level one trauma center, it's hard to maintain that status. I mean, it requires a substantial financial investment because you have a set of criteria that have to be in place 24/7.
Absolutely, yes. So both in terms of the equipment that you have on site, as well as the staff that's there to actually respond, it means that this is a place where the worst of the worst medical situations can be treated effectively. And they are clearly doing a great job of it. And now for 10 years, which says a lot about their capabilities.
We've been talking a little bit about St. Bernard, and the St. Bernard Economic Development Foundation is hosting the 11th annual Startup St. Bernard. Tell us about this event.
Yeah, well, again, you know, when we start talking about time flying by, this is their 11th one, which, again, I had to double check, but it is correct. They're telling the truth. No fake news there. This is, you know, an opportunity for startups in St. Bernard Parish, which, you know, the reality is that innovation doesn't know parish lines. And but yet at the same time, you know, we do want to make sure that people who live in St. Bernard Parish have the same access to these events where they get to show off the companies that they're working on. They get a cash injection, they get in-kind services. I mean, this year, you know, what they're going to be vying for is a portion of a $100,000 prize package. You know, again, some of that is services, you know, whether it be co-working spaces or other startup support services or cash itself. And I'll tell you, these are three really interesting companies. You know, you've got, you know, one that's a freelance platform that connects people with skilled cleaning services. You've got one that creates modular shoes from recycled plastic waste. And then you've got a third one, which is a mobile short-term fishing cabin rental. So, you know, that touches on very different pieces of our lives here. And we're excited to see who ends up the winner. But, you know, kudos to the St. Bernard Economic Development Foundation for making a significant impact in the local entrepreneurship ecosystem.
So it's kind of their Shark Tank in St. Bernard, right?
Which is, yes.
I love watching that show, actually.
You know, the thing about it is it humanizes all of these big ideas, and as well as these wealthy investors who are people too. So you get to see their real time reaction. I'm sure they ham it up a little bit for the camera, but but still, you're getting to see, you know, that's exactly how people are going to react when you get it. And so you're right. We get a little slice of it right down the road in Chalmette here.
Some good things happening for Jefferson Parish students with a new program. What's this about? Tell us.
Yeah, so the On Path Foundation and Jefferson Community Foundation partnered together to provide funding to bring what is essentially a cutting-edge financial education program to all public high schools in Jefferson Parish. I'm probably going to butcher the name of it. It's called Skookent or Skookent, something like that. And it gives students real-world money skills. The timing is perfect because just this past legislative session, legislation was passed that requires students to complete a one-unit financial literacy course to actually graduate high school, which I'm going to be honest, obviously there were a lot of bills that passed during the session. I missed that one. It slipped between the cracks. Really want to thank the legislature for implementing that because, as we know, you go through the school experience, some of those real world skills just are missing from your educational experience. Knowing that this is a requirement for people to really kind of better understand how money works and how they're to manage their finances is huge. And, you know, for On Path and Jefferson Community Foundation to respond so quickly and then just get it out there into the schools, you know, that's just really responsive and impactful.
No doubt, for sure. There's been a lot of, I think, good quality spends here recently in education. You guys track that very well throughout the metro area, both in Orleans and in here, especially with your NOLA coalition endeavors. Y'all get to see and hear about these particular spends to help students. And I've been really excited about it, really encouraged and about what's going on.
Yeah, it says a lot about what it means to be a member of the local business community. And it's actually one of the things that we use when we are attracting new companies into the market is that you're not going to be just hiding in the shadows. You're going to be participating in the growth of the Greater New Orleans region because you just immediately feel like you belong here as soon as you open up shop. So to know that we've got examples that we can show companies, because some of them ask us after they open up shop, like, what can we do? How can we help out? Well, the fact that we can point to these other examples, it helps them understand, okay, it doesn't just mean that we put our logo on a banner. It means that we can actually, you know, do something that's impactful for the people who live here. And they want to do it because they're proud to be here. So great examples.
Yeah, absolutely. Power vote for Meta. The regulators vote today on a plan to power Meta's largest artificial intelligence data center yet. I thought I saw some breaking news on that. I don't know if they had taken that vote already this morning. Any update?
Oh, you know what? You may. I'll be honest. I was in a meeting before this, so I may have not. I may have missed that.
I'm looking to see. I thought I saw something on it, but maybe not.
Well, we're going to keep our fingers crossed that it did happen because, you know, as we look at, you know, taking a step back from this specific project, we're all using data much more today than we were even just a year ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. AI in particular is a pretty significant user of energy, and we won't be able to remain competitive in the global marketplace if we aren't able to generate the power needed to put the lights on in these facilities like what you're seeing at Meta. So I know that today the Public Service Commission was supposed to vote on that plan that was proposed by Entergy. Obviously, this is a project that, you know, now we will get a little hyper-specific here, you know, to have a $10 billion project in an area like Richland Parish, which, you know, has been, you know, not so fortuitous in the economic space. It's just a big game changer. And we're going to see the trickle down here in New Orleans because we know that residents that are here in New Orleans are going to get hired up there. We're going to be training people for those kinds of jobs. And by the way, Meta is the first, but it's not going to be the last, because again, the world isn't going to be using less data anytime soon. At least not that I'm aware of.
No, for sure. And I'll take a $10 billion project anywhere in Louisiana.
Absolutely.
I mean, these are big numbers, right?
Yeah, those don't grow on trees. And then just to have the cachet of a company like Meta, I mean, they've got however many billion users. I'm going to probably get butchered for whatever the real number is, but I think it's like 3 billion users globally. You kind of can't fight that. You know, it's like saying no to water almost.
All right, we got to get to a break. We are visiting with Matt Wolf, VP of Communications, Greater New Orleans, Inc. He's in for Michael Heck. We'll be right back, folks.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Stay with us. Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Matt Wolf, VP of Communications, Greater New Orleans, Inc., and we have some special guests for the second half of the 11 o'clock hour. Matt?
Yes. Well, today we've got David Garcia from Lincoln Avenue Communities and Randy Weish, who is the trustee for the Joe Yeager Estate. They're going to talk a lot about what they're doing with Plaza Tower.
This is awesome news. Welcome to both David Garcia and Randy Weish. Thank you, gentlemen, for joining us. And David, why don't we start with you? Tell us about where you guys are in this process and what's happening.
Sure, and thanks for having us on the call today. We we formally went under contract on Plaza Tower in June of 2025. We immediately had concerns, as everyone else in the community does, about the structural integrity of the property. So we worked alongside Randy and the estate to engage one of the top forensic engineering, structural engineering companies in the country, which is SGH out of Boston, to kind of take a look at the building and give us a real assessment of the viability for getting it in a condition where it's safe and comfortable for individuals to be living there again. So we've been going back and forth with that engineering firm for the past couple weeks. They've come back to us, and the initial iterations weren't quite getting us where we were, but they've come up with a handful of structural fixes to the building, both at the foundation level and on the skin level, to get it to a point where it's exceeding building codes and will be comfortable for residents living on any floor of the building. And really from there, we spent time working through a design exercise and identifying a great local architect in GC that can help us really program the space and come up with initial cost estimates, because a project of this size is really a substantial endeavor. So we identified SU Dumez Ripple as our architect and Woodward as the general contractor. And, you know, Woodward did the Four Seasons building there in downtown as well. And then one of the other key roles that we needed to fill was identifying a historic consultant. So we have brought in Historic Heritage Consulting, who is one of the top historic consultants nationally. We're going to have to work closely with both the State Housing Preservation Office and with the National Park Service, because this is a historic building and any changes we do will have to get blessed on that side. So now that we've gone through that initial iteration, we have programming designed for kind of the different portions of the building, including kind of some ground floor retail, how we look at the separate annex, how we program the tower, and then really trying to have different and creative options for what we call the hat, which is the top three floors of the building. And from there, we're going through a pricing exercise with Woodward to kind of get a handle on overall construction and redevelopment costs for the building. And then really from there, it's a function of, even if all of those best case scenarios come through, we're still going to have a pretty sizable financing gap that is going to have to be filled through some combination of local, state, and federal funding options. So we're kind of going down those paths simultaneously to determine costs and determine how we can potentially fill that gap that will allow us to redevelop this into 300 plus units of senior Section 8 housing.
So how did I guess the Section 8 senior housing units have some of the funding, and the financing is the most attractive at the present time for elderly housing?
Yeah, it absolutely is from our standpoint. And you know, our background, we're Lincoln Avenue Communities. We're based in Los Angeles and have offices in New York and Denver and Minneapolis. We're one of the top workforce and affordable housing companies nationally. So really what we do is Section 8 and low-income housing tax credit redevelopment. So the primary components of this financing structure will include federal low-income housing tax credits, federal historic tax credits, state historic tax credits, permanent loan funds, and likely some combination of funds from city, state, and federal.
So to you, Randy, obviously this has been a building that has had a lot of controversy around it. So I know it's important to the trust to deal with this structure and make sure that it's handled in an adequate way for the city of New Orleans, right?
Absolutely. It's an iconic building in downtown New Orleans. Joe acquired it about 15 years ago in the effort to develop it. He never got around to doing it. So we sought out what we thought, we being the trust, which is me, the best available individual corporations that could put it back into commerce. We did not select the most profitable solicitation. We went with the best, and we couldn't be happier with David Garcia and the Lincoln Avenue team. They're thorough. They're going about it. If we can get the funding, I don't know if many people have been in that building since it's been unoccupied for so many years, over 20. The views from the property will be some of the best in the city. So while it may be low-income housing, which we need, and it'll be a real benefit to the city, Joe's vision of bringing back something, giving back to the city will be developed, and it will be one of the nicest units anyone could occupy in downtown New Orleans.
Yeah. As we move forward to you, David, what do you see as the biggest headwinds or the largest headwind? Is it that $40 million gap that you talked about?
It's really two aspects. In order to get the property back to a part where it's structurally sound and is going to be comfortable for residents living there, it's going to require some changes to the exterior facade. That is usually a challenge for from a preservation standpoint. Fortunately, this building got its historic designation based on kind of the creative foundation system that was used that was then replicated to a number of different buildings in the New Orleans area. But part of it's going to be getting SHPO and NPS comfortable with some of the structural changes that are needed. And equally as important is that $40 million gap. But we've also been working on another project there, the NSA project in the Bywater area, and it also required a pretty substantial contribution of dollars to help make that viable. And us, along with our partner Brian Gibbs, have been able to kind of overcome some pretty big challenges on that side as well. So we're confident with the right team we can overcome these as well.
David, when you say comfortable, I mean, I know that it's been reported that the sway or whatever you call it, I'm not sure what the architectural term is or the engineering term is of the building is a little bit problematic because of the hat design is what we've been told. And there were many folks that looked at it and said the top 10 floors had to come off. But then if you take top 10, you're not able to build as many units, right? So it becomes even less economically feasible. Is that what you're talking about?
That is. So I've been learning a lot more about the structural side of buildings as well, and that's called the drift. So buildings tall are supposed to move a certain amount just for to account for wind and any other earthquakes or things that might happen to it. So it's natural for it to move a little bit. Based on the report that we got from our structural engineer, Plaza Tower currently drifts under a worst case scenario at about 55 inches, which isn't the building's not going to fall as a function of it, but it's would be very uncomfortable for people at the upper levels of that. So to get it to a point where it meets all code requirements and meets the requirement of being comfortable that high, they need to get it down to closer to 14 or 15 inches of sway. So to do that, what they're looking at doing is doing something called a mega brace, which if you think of kind of the Lincoln Building in Chicago, some buildings where you can see kind of giant X's throughout the building. Mm-hmm. They can be done in a really cool way. You can do them either inboard or outboard, which is inside the kind of envelope of the building or outside of it. So it's going to be a combination of a mega brace structure with massive columns that are on all four edges of the building from top to bottom. They'll also be including something called a damper, which is a structural reinforcing item that goes likely in somewhere near the top of the building. And if you think of it as if a building is swaying from right to left, this damper at the top keeps it from swaying quite as much. It's kind of a counter lever for structural support. So those are some of the main items. It'll also have supplemental foundations with new piles included. It'll have perimeter grade beams at the bottom that will kind of connect to the mega brace. So the combination of those four or five items that have been recommended will get it back to a point where it's fully comfortable and just like any other high rise in town. Right now, it's just a function of figuring out how much that would cost.
Yeah, if you go, you know, a lot of folks have been at the top of what's it called, Sears Tower in Chicago. And if you pick a fixed object on the horizon, against, you know, the backdrop of a beam, you're going to see the building move. You may not be able to totally feel it, but you'll see it. And it's kind of eerie. At 55 inches, that's a lot of movement. And I've actually experienced that in that building, because in my previous life, I was with the Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office, and we had radio antennas on top of Plaza Tower forever, for a long, long time. And we'd go up on the rooftop of that building, and it was eerie. I mean, I'm going to tell you.
Oh, absolutely. But, I mean, we've walked it twice, and we're doing it again next week. But when you get up to especially some of those mid-levels, and some of them have windows, some don't right now. But, yeah, it's an eerie feeling up there and quite uncomfortable. So the only way we would
but
do it is
this is not something out of the ordinary, though, for you guys and these types of structures that were constructed many, many years ago, right?
No, I mean, these reinforcements can be done. These similar reinforcings are done, you know, on new construction high rises all around the world. It's a very known way of reinforcing these types of buildings. It's just a little more complicated layer, given that it's historic and you don't want many exterior changes to the building. But in order to save this building, it might require some.
Right. So, realistically, timeline, both to Randy and you, David, what are y'all thinking? I mean, where you get the pieces and parts together, where you have a 100% confidence level, we're off and running.
I'll defer to David on that, but I know that we've been working very hard to make sure that everything that is needed gets in place. All the financing is in order. But from a timeline perspective, David, no more than I.
Yeah, from our standpoint, we should have initial feedback from SHPO and NPS on the historic side sometime in September. We're supposed to get our first iteration of pricing from Woodward around the end of September. And then from there, it's trying to aggregate all the resources from City of New Orleans, State of Louisiana, and we've even submitted requests through Senator Cassidy's office as well. So we're hoping to know by the end of December if we have that magic and missing $40 million available. And if we do, then closing could happen as soon as summer of 2026. And they're anticipating about a 30-month construction schedule, so it would theoretically be complete around the end of 2028.
Well, that would be awesome news. And folks, I got to tell you, there's a lot of people pulling for you. You know, it's something that we obviously need to get done and behind us. And we keep our fingers crossed and wish y'all the best of luck. David Garcia, Vice President and Project Partner at Lincoln Avenue Communities, and Randy Weish, Trustee for the Joe Yeager Estate. Thank you so much for joining us and sharing a lot of this information with our listening audience. I know they appreciate it.
No, thank you. And David, thank you. And now help the citizens of New Orleans know that we're working very hard to make this a reality.
Absolutely. We'll be right back, folks, with Matt Wolf for his final comments. Stay with us.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Matt Wolf, VP of Communications at Greater New Orleans, Inc. You know, Matt, I'm really glad that we had the opportunity to talk with both David Garcia and Randy Weish, the trustee for the Joe Yeager Estate. As I said earlier, there's been a lot of controversy around this building, but this project, if they're able to pull this off, I think will be truly transformational for a whole host of reasons. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we have had a particular affinity for this site for quite some time. As you may remember, you know, leading up to Super Bowl, we put some wraps around the lower levels of the building. On the Rampart side, we had the Becky Foss painting that unfortunately we just had to take down ahead of storm season. But, you know, they talked about it a little bit on the call. It's got the unobstructed views of the river and the lake. I think it's the only building that's got that. But beyond that, you know, when you think about the practicality of what they're wanting to do in having affordable housing, that's one of the paramount issues that our city is facing right now. It's one of the main topics that we, as we've been meeting with the current mayoral candidates about, that's one of the top issues. And it joins a series of other projects that have recognized that part of being something special in New Orleans, we talked about earlier with some of the foundations that have done a lot, it means giving back to the community as well. I understand there are finances involved in it as well, but, you know, we saw it with River District. We're seeing it here with Plaza Tower, that a building doesn't just have to be a building. It can also be a home.
Yeah, you know, I know that there's mixed feelings about these types of projects because of the investment of government. But the fact of the matter is that these are kind of these little nuances, you know, of these special buildings that have been designated as historic that kind of make it different. So, for example, if you had torn down every building in the Warehouse District, it wouldn't have the feel that it has. Right. It just wouldn't be the same.
Exactly. It's, you know, iconic. The Plaza Tower, you can't ignore it. It's in every single blimp shot that's over the Special Events Center and the Superdome. It's a part of every picture that people see of New Orleans. We're glad that it's going to be here because we love to hold on to our history here in New Orleans.
No doubt, for sure. As always, we appreciate your time, Matt. Thank you so much for joining us today. Matt Wolf, VP of Communications, Greater New Orleans, Inc. Have a great weekend, and look forward to speaking with you again.
Absolutely. You too. Take care. Talk soon.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAF Giving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.